I'd like first to be mashlim yesterday's topic, and then I'd like to get to the end of the taisus as well. Basically, what we spoke at yesterday was the Shara Melech and all the mistaif, all the things that were sidetracks from the Shara Melech. But the ikar of the Shara Melech is one yisayid that he's trying to establish. That by a svek sveika, you do not have to be mevarer a svek sveika. Svek sveika is fine. You could be mekel, you don't have to be mevarer. And he said that our Rabbeinu Avraham in Taisvis, we could answer. And the Rajba, the Shach brings a Rajba, and the Chidushay Rajba on Cholin, who says you do have to be mevarer a svek sveika. So for that, he said that the Rajba and the Tshuva had charata. Because the Rajma and the Tshuva, which is marked down on the board, said that Svek Sveik is Mitam Raiv. And we know by Raiv, there's no Chiyuv to be Mevar. If every Svek Sveik works Mitam Raiv, obviously there's no Chiyuv to be Mevar, and therefore the Rajma and the Tshuva must have had Charata from what he wrote in the Chidushi of Rajma. And we went yesterday and shared with the Shita that there's Svek Sveik, and there's no Chiyuv to be Mevar, and that's the way the Rama passes. I do want to be mashlim that not everyone agrees with the Shar HaMelech in Shad and the Rashba. In other words, the Shar HaMelech is the good Kashi. So we have a stira from the Chidushi HaRashba to the Tshuvas HaRashba. Chidushi HaRashba, he said that if you have a Svek Sveik, you do have to be Mevar. And from the Tshuva Sarajma, it works out that a Svek Sveika, you don't have to be Mevar. It's a stira. So Shar HaMelech said he had Charat. The Noid of Yehuda, in Chelek Aleph of the Noid of Yehuda, Yeredeya Semenun Zayin, it's a paragraph beginning Dibra Masl Va'imer Ani. Actually, there are two Va'imer Anis, it's the second one. Va'imer Ani. He asks the same stira in the Rashba. He doesn't say the Rashba at Charata. He asks it as a stira in the Rashba. Then in Chidushi Rashba it says the Svek Sveik you have to be Mevar. And the Shach brings it Lahalacha. And in the Tshuvas Rashba it says the Svek Sveik is Mitam Raiv. And a Raiv you don't have to be Mevar. As Lashon is Dimkei Nanan Basar Hechi Achlinan. Every time we eat meat, we're saimech on roiv. That roiv behemoth ain't a treifus. We don't check behemoth for all the treifus. So he asks it as a stira in the Rashba. And rather than to say hatcharata, which is what the what the Shara Melech says, he gives a geder lahalacha, a chilek ledina. The Noid of Yehuda's rule is the following. When you have a Svek Sveika, or even a Raiv, in a situation of something that's Becheskas Heter, it's Bechazaka that it's a Dover Mutter, then there's no Chiyuv to be Mevar. It's Becheskas Heter. Plus, you have Raiv, or you have Svek Sveika, which is Mitam Raiv. If something is Becheskas Heter, that it remains mutter, there's no chiyuv to be mevar. Most cases of svek sveika that I could think of are cases of cheskas heter. Most things start off with cheskas heter, and that's the way they remain. If the thing was becheskas iser, and there's a svek sveika, if now it's mutter, when you have cheskas iser, then there's a chiyuv to be mevar. What is the case of the Chidushi HaRashba? The case of the Chidushi HaRashba, which is brought in the Shach and Simi Kuf Yud, on that Ramah, I think the Shach is Samachay, I believe. Sukkot and Samachay. The case there is a case where you have a live animal that's a Nefula. Nefula means an animal fell more than 10 tefachim onto the ground. A Nefula is a Safik Trefa. The halacha is, those of you who learn Hilchos Treifus, if an animal falls, or even a bird if it falls, you have to wait and see if it could live for 24 hours, and then you have to check the insides, you have to do bedikis on the whole inside, the chalal aguf, to make sure that there's nothing that, no damage that was done that would make it a treifus. That's called a nefula. A nefula is a suffix treifa. In the Chedushi Rashba, he's going on a case of a suffix nefula, which afterwards was mixed with other animals. In other words, an animal fell, which is a suffix treifa, and then it ran into the corral, and you can't tell which animal it is. If you take an animal out of that corral, it's a svek sveka. What's called suffik echad begufay, the suffik echad betaruvis. If you take any animal out of this corral, you have suffik echad begufay, suffik echad betaruvis. That means you have a suffik if this animal, the nefula itself, was ever a treifa. Many nefulas are not treifas. Plus, the second suffik is now it's mixed. You don't even know if you pulled out that animal or you didn't pull out that animal. That suffik echa begufay, suffik echa betaruvais. And the Rashba says that it's aser. He brings from a Gemara in Zvachim that it's aser. So the Rashba says, aye, it's a svek sveika. The Rashba says, it's a svek sveika, that's efshel lebure. It's possible, you wait 24 hours, and then check the animal and check the insides. If you'll be mevarid, of course it's mutter, even in the fool itself is mutter. But you can't be mata svek sveika because it's efshel lebure. That's the whole Rashba, the whole makar that the Rashba holds, a svek sveika, you have to be mevarid, is that particular case. That case, we have a svek sveika by a live animal. Now you, not all of you learned Chulin. The rule is a live animal is becheskas iser. The Gemara's language is any live animal is becheskas iser achi yavada l'chaba v'anishchata. Any live animal is becheskas iser until you know it was made mutter. And any shechted animal is becheskas heter achi yavada l'chaba v'anishchata. The Gemara says a live animal is becheskas aser. Like as Rashi and Taisus, why? If it's Alteva Menachai or Eina Zavucha. But Lamaisa, a live animal is a Cheskas Isser. If you don't have a Shaila on an animal to after Shechita, that's called Becheskas Heter. So Zakta Tanei B'yuda beautifully. It's not a steer in the Rashba. That Rashba, Nichidushi Rashba in Chulin, is going on a live animal that had a sex snake in it. It was Becheskas Isser. When it's becheskas iser, you have to be mevarer. The tshuvas Rashba that says svek svek is mitam raiv, and we all know that by raiv you're not mechuyev. You can rely on a svek svek. By raiv, rather, you don't have to be baidik. You can rely on raiv. You don't have to be baidik. That's talking by behemah shenishchata. A behema shenishchata, now you have sveikis in the behema, it's becheskes kosher achi yavada lecha b'manitrefa. So that, when you have a reyes in the animal when it's alive, you have to come on to svek sveika when it's alive, or you have to come on to roi when it's alive because there's a reyes, then it's becheskes iser. When it's a normal animal, every animal starts off alive, and you shecht it, but there was no reyes of bechayav. So, that's the Gemara says, any behemah shenishchata as a cheskes heter, achi yavad l'chaba manitrefa. You're relying on raiv. There's no reyes b'chayeha, so you rely on raiv. It's becheskes heter, and there's no chiyuv to be baidik. So, by a regular animal, you don't need a svek sveika. You rely on raiv straight. Right? The regular animal, how do we eat meat? We rely on raiv without a svek sveika. When do we say you need a svek sveika? We had the case with the wing. When you find a broken wing, you don't know if it happened b'chayev or not, then you need svek sveika. But you're right. We say svek sveika b'tam raiv. A raiv doesn't need svek sveika if you have raiv. So So it comes out from the night of Yehuda, and the Yehuda goes even further. He says it could be that it could be Miyashiv all the Rishayim with this Mahalach. It could be all the Rishayim agree this, which the Shach makes of Achleik is Rishayim. Could be everyone agrees. Most Svek Svekis are Acheskes Heter, and you don't know if it became Aser. If you have a case of Cheskas Iser, then the Rajma is saying that you have to check out Svek Svekis. So that it's not a steer in the two Tshuvas of Rajma. And the Mela, it's a Yishuv on the Stira. It's not so far from the Shara Melech. It still comes out that in most cases a Svek Svek you don't have to be Mevar. It still works out that way. That in most cases a Svek Svek you don't have to be Mevar. It's just that like the Navi Yehuda, there still are cases in which you do have to be Mevar Becheskes Iser. All the cases we mentioned, I think, are Cheskes Heter cases. I was thinking through the cases. All Cheskes Heter cases. Even Ksubis, you have a woman, you don't know when she was Mezana, she started Becheskes Mutter. So most of the cases that we talk about are Cheskes Heter. If you have a case of Cheskes Iser, then you'll have a Bishkum. So that's sort of the Hashlomas HaInyan of our discussion on Svek Svekis. Not that that's the whole Inyan of Svek Svekis, but for whatever's the gear to our Taisvis, which is the Shav Svek Svekis Shav Shulavar, that's that. One last Nakuda. We were saying that a Svek Svekis, you don't have to be a Mevar. The Shara Melech holds, everyone holds that way. I Cheskes Heter, certainly. A Svek Svekis, you don't have to be a Mevar. Pashtus, what's the reason? Because it's Zicha Mutter. You have a Zicha of a Heter. You come to Rabbi Nishalayim and he asks, why'd you eat it? You'll say, Svek Svek, and that's a good Heter. It's interesting. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to create a Svek Svek purposely in the first place. You're not allowed to go and make a Svek Svek and make it Mutter. I'll give you an example. Another one of my favorite Svek Svekas is the Rajma, also a Rajma happens to be. There's a Svek Sveka in Hilchas Teiloyim. In Hilchas Teiloyim it says there are some vegetables that are Mugzik B'Teiloyim. It's a Vadei they have Teiloyim. Things like broccoli, it's a Vadei it has Teiloyim. There are some vegetables that's Motsui, it have Teiloyim. It's common, it's a Suffolk. Take lettuce or cabbage, it's Motsui that it has Teiloyim. Not always. But it's kind. The Rajba is talking about a vegetable that's motzi b'taloyim. It's a suffik after machmer suffik their eyes. The Rajba says that if someone cooked a vegetable that's motzi b'taloyim, you go on Yom Tov to visit your aunt, and she serves you stuffed cabbage. That is an old European woman who never heard of checking for bugs. I don't mean to stigmatize all European women, but there's a certain group of people who never heard of bugs, they don't hold of bugs. So she didn't check it, and here her guest, you're not going to eat her stuffed cabbage. So the Rajma says you're permitted to, because of a Svek Sveka. What's a Svek Sveka? Maybe there wasn't a bug in this piece of cabbage. And a fill in Tim Salima there was. Maybe it was nimuach in the cooking. Maybe it melted in the cooking. And the Mechaber brings it in Shulchan Aruch. What? It wasn't for a salad, no. It helps for cooked. Something that's cooked, it helps. The Rajma says you have a Svek Sveka. It doesn't help for a broccoli kugel. Something that's Vardai has Teloim doesn't help. But things that are Motsui Teloim, so for that, you have a Svek Sveka. As I state in the Rajma and the Mechaber. It says, Klar, you're not allowed lechatchila to take cabbage. You say, why should I check it? I'll cook it. And after I cook it, it'll be a Svek Sveka, and I have no problem, and it's mutter. To go and do it lechatchila is awesome. For a person to go deliberately and throw himself into a matzav of Svek Sveka is still awesome. If you find yourself in a matzav of Svek Sveka, you find yourself in such a situation, so then you're allowed to, then things are mutter. just thinking out loud. If we say a svek sveika, you don't have to be a mevar. That means it's like hutra. Svek sveika, you let it go lechatchili. You let it eat a svek, so you don't have to check. If it's so hutra, why aren't you allowed lechatchila to put yourself in the matzah of a svek sveika? A little hard to understand. If it's legamri hutra, what's the aveira of putting yourself in a matzah of a svek sveika to het the gomer? What? Bittalis. It's not exactly a case of bittalis. It means like bittalis. Just like by bittal iser. If it's bottle, you're allowed to eat lechatchila. If you're not allowed to eat mevatel, it's a hero also. Even though here it's not a case of bittalis, so you're not. By bittalis, it is a heter if you're not mechamed mevatel iser, right? So it's a little bit different.
So,
according to Rashi. Just like bittul iser. If your mamish can compare it, you have a problem, because by bittul iser, such a case will be mutter. The Taz says that if you're not mechavin to be a mevatel, right? Well, even the same type of thing. Maybe together, the rabbanon. Don't put yourself into such a matziv. You're finding an excuse to do an iser. Maybe, or maybe the vegetable case is a case of cheskas iser. The vegetables start off the cheskas iser. In other words, they start off a safed deraisa. Like Yehuda just said, the cheskas iser is worse. So maybe the vegetables, it starts off the cheskas iser, maybe that's why it's worse. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure which way to work. But like I said, just to be mashed in the Indian we discussed, these are ideas that you should be aware of. Jam and jellies. The jam and jellies. There are two types of jellies. The jams that advertise, they have whole pieces of strawberries, you're not allowed to eat. Because they're. What? They don't have a hechsher. Unless they use strawberries that are cleaned. The hechsherim use either phony jelly. I think I once mentioned to you that most of the jelly you buy today is apple jelly with flavoring. They use phony ones, or they use puree. Puree is mutter because it's nimuach. It's considered vade nimuach.
It's based on this, right?
No, but there's a vade nimuach. Puree is vade nimuach. All the somebody once told me his strawberry yogurt has pieces in it. How could it have pieces if they only use puree? So you have to know it's a metzias that when you mix certain types of jelly with milk, it clumps, it forms pieces, not really pieces of strawberries. Rabowski explained to you why. You know, when it comes together, it forms clumps. But okay, anyway, so much for sex fake. I'm sure it'll come up again. We'll have it. In which case? The cabbage, once it's cooked, for Suffolk, if this piece of cabbage ever had a bug, and even if it did, maybe it was nimuach in the cooking. If it's vade, there's no heter. By Bosik and Talon. So that you vade, if it's more than 50%. Okay, let's get to the end of Taisus. There are two Nakudis in the end of Taisus that I want to discuss. One is the Chazainish, and one is my Ha'ara, which has Kadima. My own Ha'ara or the Chazanishes? Huh? Started the Gemara? Huh? What does the Gemara say? What goes first? Let me start with the Ha'ara I want to discuss. It's less complicated. And we'll get to the Chazanish, which is more. What I want to discuss goes on the last 3.5 lines of Taisus. Fathullah Abaya. Pshat. I'm discussing Pshat. Fathullah La'abaya. The mefarish tama shem deino adam boil biaznos, haynu b'sharmin mumin. What does the Gemara there say? Abaya learns that if someone marries a woman and later he finds she has a mum, one of the mumin listed there that are mumin that people are makbid on. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Hamadir, like one of the other boy gets. You need a get. Why do you need a get? It's a mekach tos. If you marry a woman, she has one of these mumin that the Gemara says everyone's makbid on. So why do you need a get? So Abaye answers, because ein oda maise biyase biyasnos. What does that mean? That means that when he gave her a ring for kedushin, it's a mekach tos. Taka mekach tos, because she has a mum. He wasn't a kabbalah woman with a mum. Later on, when he was ba'al her the first time, he doesn't want to make his bia biyasnos. So at that time, he's mekabel on himself any mum de masika daite, any mum that people think about. He says, look, I don't want to be a bia's nurse, I don't want to be a bia without marriage. So even though the kedushin is a mekatos, the first bia is eno de maise bia sa bia's nurse. Haru bisham mum in the masika daite, ube daite, I feel a year bum in boilish and kedushin. Avo. Elenis doloi shriach, le masika daite. Elenis, which is not shriach. So when he's boil his bia, he's not thinking even if she's an alienist. Because alienist is not shriach. It's very uncommon to have an alienist. So therefore, there's no way to other mice to be ase biasnos. So I want you to digest what Tosis is saying. Because there are two problems with Tosis that should bother you. Which I'm not sure who asks. There are two problems with Tosis which should bother you. So again, what does Tosis say? That when... We're going like one man the Amar, Abaye according to one time, that it doesn't need to get. But according to this man the Amar, when a man gives kedushin and the woman has a mum, she has a serious mum, pick the most serious mum you could think of, that nobody would want to be married to her. She has a very serious mum, and let's say she's terminally ill, Chassid Shalom. Right? So he married her. It's like a person would never marry a woman who has a few months to live. So it's a mekratos. He says, still. When he's boil her, he's you know the mice biyasabiyas nos, he's makabel. So what's by alienness? Why by alienness should go out without a get? Why don't we say when he's boil her, he's makabel? So it says alienness is not shriach. It says alienness is not shriach. So therefore, it playas a kadaite, and he wasn't makabel. What's the problem? Moshe, I know you had one problem because Yechavrusa told me. Huh? So we say Lemasik Adaita, he doesn't think about Elinus. So the problem is the following. This is a kasha that yesterday after Shir Yanki asked me. And Lachair is a good kasha. Any one mum is not Shriach. Any one of the mumin is a davar shel shchiach. Right, we're talking about this very serious mumin. Most women don't have these mumin. But we say, since the whole package of mumin happens sometimes, so he's makabel. What does it mean? He's makabel. He thinks, this mum I'm makabel, this mum, this mum. No. It means he's makabel mumin. He's by the end of the BS, he's makabel mumin in general. So then we're saying, but alienist is not macabre. Why? Now, someone this year is going to tell me alienist is a much more serious mum. I'm asking. But that's not what Tosis says. Tosis says, alienist lo shchiach le masik adayte. Why is alienist different? It's not shchiach. What are you talking about? Mumanashach. If you're saying he thinks of each mum, then no one mum is shchiach. The other mum in there in the Mishnah also not shchiach. If you're going to say that he's mekabel the package of mumin, he's marrying her despite all the mumin, which is emes. Then alienist should be in that package of mumin. He's being by Allah, he doesn't want to be a biasnos, he says apal pike. So the question is, what does it mean alienist like masika daite? Each of the mumin in Perakamadir, I should have brought a Perakamadir, or the Perakamadir here, each of the mumin there is shtiyah. Why the mumin there? This mumin. One of the mumin is that she has a beard odor that doesn't go away from bathing. So that's a mum that's shriach. It's not shriach b'chlau. So this is the problem. This seems to be the the issue here with Tosfos. The issue is So then, why isn't Eilonis in that package of all the moment together? If we say that all the moment together, he's makabel on himself. When you have all the moment together, he's makabel it. So why don't you say Eilonis is in that package of all the moment together? At the other moment, he would. So it's because Lemasika Daite? It's because Lemasika Daite. Mukeshchin is one of the moment. Mukeshchin is Shriach. Mukeshchin is, if somebody is a Mukeshchin, then. Doesn't have a list. By his moment, the Mishnah has a list. By the lady's moment, it just says moment. What? Ayin Dalet, we in the Gemara? There's no wide lines on Ayin Dalet. Oh, and Ayin Hay. You're right. Okay, Hamuzim, Mizuah. Mizuah is what I mentioned. Zaya, Shuma, Reyach HaPeh, bad breath. That's Mr. Timon Farrison, that's a mum. Koyla Ova, Harry's a mum. That all these things are. Alright, so needs a Hasber. The second question, which needs a Hasber, is I'll ask you what you think. Do you think that most men, on the night of the Chasna, the first time they're Bayom, they're thinking, she might have a mum. And if she has a mum, I don't want it to be a B.S. Nuss, and therefore, FLPK. Anybody in their right mind think that that's what most people are thinking about? Zichanat. I don't think anybody thinks that's the pshat. That person thinks about it. I would understand. It's like every umdina. Do you have to think about things to make an umdina? The pshat is, if he would think about it, he'd be makabel. Isn't that the pshat? The Nesivis, when he talks about umdinas, he gives the following example as the main umdina, like the example of an umdina in Shas, is in Perek HaMafkid. The beginning of Perek HaMafkid, a man gives an animal to a shomer to watch. And the animal is stolen in a way that the shomer is potter. You follow? A man gives an animal to a shomer to watch. The animal is stolen in a way that the shomer is potter. The shomer is a nice guy. He says, I feel terrible, I'm going to pay you anyway. Okay? Easy case. A man gives an animal to a shomer to watch. The animal is stolen, the shomer is potter, the shomer says, I'll pay anyway. Later they catch the ganav. And the ganav has to pay kefil. Or better yet, he has to pay dalad v'hei. Who gets the kefil? Who gets the dalad v'hei? Anybody want to mafkid? We say the shomer gets the dalad v'hei. He paid. He gets the kefil of the dalad v'hei.
Even if he pays
the chayv. What? The Gemara says even if he's chayv. The Mishnah says, I think if he's potter, right? Okay. But if he pays, he's chayv. If he doesn't go to Bezal, it says. Not matriach him to bez, and he just pays voluntarily. So the Gemara says, why does he get the kefil? It's not his animal. Kefil goes to the owner of the animal. So this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that when a man gives an animal to a shomer to watch, he's makna to him a kinyan that if the animal will be stolen, and you'll pay voluntarily, and they'll catch the ganiv, I'm makna to you a kinyan b'tanai that if all this happens, it should be yours. That's what the Gemara says. Meikara, he's makna to him when he gives him the animal. Something to see this. Really? That's what people are thinking? It doesn't have to be an animal. You gave things to people to watch. If you give something to someone to watch, you're thinking, if it gets stolen, probably won't get stolen. If it gets stolen, and he's going to voluntarily pay, also that's a shchiach. And they'll catch the ganav. Doesn't always happen. And you'll have to pay kefil. So then I'm acting it to you now. No one's thinking about it. That's umdana. Umdana is if you do something, and we have an umdana in your das that this is what you would have in mind. It's ke'ilu you had it in mind. That's the concept of umdana. All over Shas, we have umdinas all the time, where we assume that's what a person wants, even though he doesn't speak it out, he doesn't speak it out, he doesn't talk about it. The assumption is certain things that Chazal shot stop. This is a vaday. This
he
is.
Doesn't know it exists.
He has no kefil. What if he never heard of kefil? That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe even that's an umdina. Then if he would know about kefil, the stomach. The stomach, the Mishnah is mashed that way. If we find the Maramach, we can discuss it. What? I'm not up to test this yet. You're right. 1 second. Right. So most things work within Umdina. If so, if I'm learning Perek HaMadir, and you say, Ein Adam Ma'aseh B'Yaseh B'Yaznos, how would I learn the Gemara? That a man is his wife. A man is living with his wife, is thinking, if there's a mum I'm not aware of, he's not thinking it. But we can't assume every man thinks about it. It's an umdina. If he would think about it, he would be makabel. That's, I think, Pashup shot in the Gemara and Amadir. I don't think anybody's going to argue with it. It doesn't be us, he's just thinking about it. No. It means if he would think about it, this is what he would say. MK. That's pshat in Taisus, that Eilus. That's pshat for Taisus. Eilus, let me ask you, what does that mean? So I would suggest pshat in Taisus like this. Now the kashis are good kashis. Do you like my teres? You don't like my teres? I'm not offended. I'm not offended. As long as you listen, it doesn't bother me. When I was a boy, the majority leader in the Senate was a man named Everett Dirksen. There was a quote he had. He used to tell the newspaper men, I don't care if you criticize me or you don't criticize me, just spell my name right. You know, as long as you gyrus me, I don't care. I'll tell you the same thing. Listen me through. I'm not sure what I'm saying is so, but I'm stuck with pshat and taisus. But these kashas are good kashas.
What's the second problem?
What? The second problem is nobody thinks about it. Just, it's an umdina that if he would think about it, this is what he would say. So what's Shad and Toysus? Eilus loishchiach leimasik adaitei. We're saying everyone is leimasik adaitei. The way we understand Eilus. We're saying everybody is leimasik adaitei, so this is a problem with Toysus. If somebody has a better pshat, I'll be makabel. But I would suggest the Taich Toysus as follows. What's an umdiva? Something that's for sure. Umdana means we say for sure something is so. How do you shots up if something is for sure? I don't even know if it's for sure. I go over to somebody and I ask him if he says right away yes for sure, then I have an umdana. I don't mean one person, I mean generally. If you go over to people in general and they're immediately going to say yes, that's an umdana. If people are going to stop and make cheshbainis and think about it and make a decision, that's not enough to be an umdina. Even if you say 95% of people make the same decision, that's not strong enough to be an umdina. An umdina is something that's absolutely, a person absolutely is willing. A person, our assumption is that we ask people, they say yes right away. That's the idea of an umdina. Not everything that you assume automatically becomes an umdina. Things that a person is masik adaitei, a person gets married. An intelligent person knows that whoever you're marrying is not perfect. Whoever you're marrying has chesrainus. And you marry a person with the chesrainus. Tell a person, you're getting married, and you know she has chesrainus, would you marry her? I know she has chesrainus. Only people who get engaged when they're very young think that the person they're marrying has no chesreinus. People get married with their eyes open. No, intelligently, everybody has some chesar. The Gemara there in Hamadir is saying, the way Tysus is learning, there's an umdina, ain't other maisa biyasa biyaznus. A person is boil, he's even a pishas kedushin, maybe there's an umdina pishas kedushin, could be. But if not pishas kedushin, certainly when it comes to being a biyaznus, a person is makabel all the chesrinus that he knows may exist. Any chesrin that he knows may exist, he's makabel. Ah, what about alienus? Says alienus le masik adaita. Illness he has to think about. It's not something, a person goes into marriage, finishvi, a person goes into marriage with the hope to have children, to set up a family. That's what marriage is. Ein isha ela labanim. A person is loimasik adaite. If she's an alienist, that a person has to think about that. Could be yeah, could be not. Could be biasnus is worse, could be biasnus is not worse. When Tysus says loimasik adaite, Tysus means there's no umdina. There's no umdina that's borer that a person is makabel alienus. Could be people are makabel. Could be they're not. Rabbeinu Avraham, Rabbeinu Tam talked about whether people are makabel. Could be yeah, could be not. Well, the masik adaites, that's something a person thought about. That's something a person is goyis. Mimela, the pshat in Tysus is that all mumin that exist is masik adaites. A person is makabel, whatever chesrenis they may be. A person is makabel. Alienus le masik adaite. People have to think about it. This is the way I would understand the end of Tysus. Yeah, nishnish. The kasha is a shtaka kasha. What?
So what is the loishchiach?
It's loishchiach le masik adaite.
The umdana is not shchiach?
No, since the mitzias of an alienus is not shchiach, a person doesn't think about it. It should be bunched together with all the mumin. It's not bunched together with all the women. Alienus having children is its own cheshbon in marriage. Has its own cheshivas. And Tais doesn't say alienus is so serious a person not makabel. No, Tais doesn't say that. Could be his makabel. If a bias nus, it could be his makabel. Do the bia, and rather not be a bias nus, he'll have to give again. I'll give again. But a person has to think about it. Alienus is something a person has to think about. It's not like all other women. The question is still a good question. The first question is still a good question. You're saying something I would answer the second. The first question, that nobody thinks about any one mum. Every one mum is Lashkiyah. How is that different? The question is still a good question.
There's a whole different woman than 5 mum. Okay?
There's more than 5 mum. Just because the Mishnah, just because they couldn't find one in a few mum, doesn't mean there are more mum. It doesn't say if someone's terminally ill, but it's certainly a mum that. We lemaisa only take women that are mufurish because we're not. We don't take our chrayas for other women. It's true, but the emes, there are many women, many things that we're borrowed. Okay. What do you mean he wants to give a get? Yeah, but he doesn't want to make a business over it.
Yeah, but
no, he wants to be married and then give a get, rather than have a biasnus. It's worth it to be married to him, go through a tirch of a get, rather than no. You're saying Be'elin is also be married and give her a get. That's really what you're saying. It's the same tircha, it's equal tircha. Think about it, maybe you're right. Now let's go to the Chazaynish, it's safer. If you have a shverka after Chazaynish, it's not my fault. It's Chazaynish in Ebenezer, Kufchav Vav, Oishches. There's some photostats on the on my shtender out there on the left. It talks about Eilidus. Ebenezer, Kufchavav Ches. He's talking Shaila Lahalacha. He says, you know, Halacha, he's talking about the following Shaila. Taisa says that an Eilidus has no refuah. That's the definition of an Eilidus. It's a condition for which there's no refuah. Taisus proves it by comparing it to Sris Chama. It's proved by comparing it to Sris. Eilidus is something that has no refuah. Chazanish is talking Fakert. Is an Eilidus dafka something someone is born with? Or is an Eilidus something that could happen to a woman in real her life? What is the definition of Eilidus? Is it dafka a condition that someone is born with? Or even a condition that comes later? Now, I really can't talk about it until I tell you what is an Eilidus. Eilidus is not any woman that can't have children. Eilidus is a specific simonim of a woman. Specific simonim, ein la dadim, and ein la shipulei mayim ki isha, and ein la kail ki isha. There are a number of simonim that are mentioned that are simonim of an Eilidus. It's takalei din yavamis, I believe. There are a bunch of simonim. It's a certain condition that women have that that make her an Eilidus. The question the Chazon Ish clears, it seems the Chazon Ish had a shayla. A woman fell to Yibum, and she had this Eilidus condition that happened in the middle of her life. It started in the middle of her life. If she has a din Eilidus, there's no Yibum. If you're going to say she's not an Eilidus, she's a regular woman, she didn't have a b'tchilas chayah, that this is not called Eilidus if it starts in the middle of your life, then she needs chalitza. So his nidoin is, what's taich Eilidus? Is it a condition that starts dafka b'tchilas chayah? Or is it even an, a condition that could start in the middle? The Torah definition of Eilidus, what? She got the simanim somewhere in the middle. Even the Gemara says she could get it in the middle, right? Even up to 35 years old. Gemara says, what's an Eilidus? If she doesn't have Shteisaris, you wait until she turns 20. If she turns 20 and she has simanim Eilidus, she's an Eilidus. If she has no simanim either way, you wait till she's 35. If a woman has no Shteisaris until she's 35, is about the Eilidus. That's what the Gemara says. That means physically she didn't have any bad simanim. She seemed to be normal. And then, somewhere in her life, she suddenly developed the simanim. Well, her voice could change. She could get a masculine voice in the middle of her life. Her body could change. Her body could change. Till now she had shipulei me'ayim, and now she didn't. The truth is, the mushchasim who take hormone shots to change, they take a change. They physically change. I think that could change in a person. If the body stops producing certain female hormones, then chas v'shalom, these things change. Could physically happen. The physical things, you're right, that change. Nafkamina is, we have a Kabbalah, Eilidus doesn't need Yibum Chalitza. If she gets it, be'emtza chayeha, and then her husband dies, is she an Eilidus? She's Patur from Chalitza. Or should we say, no, that's not an Eilidus, she got it in the middle of her life. That's just an Akara. An Akara needs Chalitza. Understand? An Eilidus doesn't need Yibum Chalitza, Xeris HaKasif. An Akara, a woman who can't have children, but she's not halachically an Eilidus, she needs Chalitza. Right? You have to know that first. Right? An Eilidus doesn't need Chalitza. Stam, a woman who can't have kids, if she's not called an Eilidus, then she doesn't need Chalitza. That was a Chazon Ish Shai. A woman who was normal until a certain point in her life, and then she got what looks to us to be Eilidus. Is that what the Torah refers to as an Eilidus? Well, no, that's not an Eilidus. That's some other condition. An Akara. An Akara. If the definition of Eilidus is Mitzvahs B'Yasa, then she's not an Eilidus. No. What she... Right. So I have to tell you that Taisus and Chafa Mer Aleph told us a rule that even though the Torah says lahakim lachav shem, that the purpose of Yibam is to have children, Taisus says it's only memayit and elims. Other women who can't have children for whatever reason are not nismayit. A woman who is too old to have children, she's already past the menopause, she's already 70 years old, no 70-year-old ever had children, she still needs Yibam Chalitza. Because the miyot is only memayit elims. You want to know, is it mistavra, it's not mistavra, we'll talk about it. Taisus da chafam et al says so, I don't think any rishonim argue, that we're only memayit and alienist, not people for other reasons that can't loyma matinan ella alienist besrish and reinlay la oilam abo bia shein yichayla saber ba loyma miti. Stamina kar is not what? Right now she can't give birth. So she's like a zakeno can't give birth. It's like a zakeno. It's true, it's not that this bia can't do it, it's the woman can't do it. But stamen akara is not nismayit. She becomes an akara. Taisus says that it has to be a din in the person. That the person is a person that can never have children. Lafuke, Taisus is coming, lafuke be a rishayna, which is Taisus' case. But it's lafuke, any case of an akara. Only an alien is nisnayit. Not stam an akara. If you have a woman who's an akara for other reasons, it's not nisnayit. And that's why the Chazanish has a safi. Chazanish brings from the Rambam that alienist is tchilas priyasai. And the Chazanish says the mashmois arrive it is different. The mashmois arrive it is different. And he says, ulai, it's totally in the following machlaikis. Is the machlaikis, the Rambam, and the Torah, if an alienist has to have kol simonei alienist, or even one. There's a list of simonei alienist. The Rambam says kol simonei alienist, all of them. The Torah says even one. So the Rambam says, the Chazanish says, ulai, it's totally in that. We all know all the simonei alienist. That's always betchilas b'riyasa. A woman should change that much that it'll be ein ladadim and ein lashvulim ayim and kaila should change. The Mishnah is on that it wouldn't happen. Since the Rambam holds you need all the simanim, you hold chilas b'riyasa. The Ravid, like the Chazanish, even the Torah, will hold that even one simon could change. So the Mela, they hold alienness is even ben tzachayah. What does that have to do with Taisvis? He brings a raya from Taisvis. Taisvis compares alienist to Sris. Taisvis compares alienist to Sris. He says, whatever the rules are by Sris, are by alienist. So he says the same thing should be here. If Sris, Ben Tzachayah, needs Yibam. So alienist, Ben Tzachayah, also should need Yibam B'chalitza. That's how he builds it into Taisvis. You look at the Chazanish, you'll see it. My main nekuda is not mentioning it for Taisvis, but mentioning it for the Mishnah. I have a kasha on the Chazanish's Chakira. And I must be making a mistake, but I don't know. Again, what's the Chazanish's Chakira? Is an alienist, does the word alienist include someone that will become an alienist Bam Tzachayah? Let's look at the Mishnah. We learned Taisvis, we didn't learn too much inside in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kulan, based on me and Eskash and Nimsa Eilis, or same Mutaris. Iata Yachalaymer, Bechamaisa Ish and Nimsa Eilis. This is what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it's impossible to have a mother in law who's an alienist. Why can't you have a mother in law who's an alienist? Mothers in law don't become alienists. So Rashi says, because an alienist doesn't give birth. You can't have a mother in law unless she had a daughter and you married a daughter. So the Mishnah says it's impossible to have I ata yachalaymer bechamaisai oibeim chamais oibeim chamav shenim su elis. It's a Mishnah. So I didn't understand the Chazanish clares maybe an alienist includes people who become an alienist b'em tzachayayim, and they're included in the din alienist But then you could have chamaisai. Maybe she had a daughter. And after she had a daughter, she became an alienist later. What do you mean you can't have alienist? You could have alienist. She could be she had a daughter. And once she had a daughter, later on she became an alienist. No? What's the answer? You have to be Shas Kedusha. For sure the Baal was Makish, and say Elenis later. You say better. And first of all, everyone understand what I'm asking? Huh? No, I'm asking, it sounds too posh to be true. It's a mistake. Why is it a mistake? Why is it a mistake? It's a mistake is probably because of Pshat in the Mishnah, no? Huh? It's a good kasha, it's not a good kasha. I came into the room thinking it's a good kasha, but as I speak it out, I realize it's not such a good kasha. It's a nice chav, but... Because the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says alienness, what does it mean? Kulan amesu mi nisgarshu eishanim tzu alienness saraseya mutareis. Why? Because it's a mekatos. By chamaisai, you can't have an alienist that's a mekatos. Because for the alienist to be a mekatos, it had to be a mekatos when she got married. So by alienist, you can't have a case of chamaisai that's a mekatos. It could. It's a second marriage. Second marriage, you're right. So my teres is wrong. You could have that she had a daughter. When she had a daughter from the first husband, there's no even. When she got married again, could be she became an alienist later, and she was an alienist when she got married. So this teres is not a good teres. So Mekasha comes back. What? The other case of Chamaisai, the Maram's case of Chamaisai. Rashi said that we should start with this case of Chamaisai. The Mishnah calls it. But isn't that the Chakir of the Chazainish? Do you get a din alienist ben Sechayev? Why? She wasn't an alienist till she was 25 years old. And then she made it. If you can become an alienist, ben sechayav. So you can become an alienist, even have your children, ben sechayav. Alright, for tomorrow, I'm going to start the Gemara. I'd just like you to look at on Taisviz Bitai. Taisviz ends on Gimel Amin Aleph. On the second half of Taisviz is an Osameach, a Perak Beis Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Ishus. And I see Reb Nachum, which is how I found the Arsameach, has a different teretz than Arsameach's Kasha. So Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll hopefully get to that Taisviz, and Mitzvah Hashem.